Thousands of surgeries take place in Louisville's hospitals every week. For doctors, nurses, and hospital workers, most are run-of-the-mill procedures. But for the non-medical professionals, the work both behind the scenes and in the operating room is daunting. WFPL's Janelle Johnson spent last month shadowing a Louisville colorectal surgeon and sent in this report. A word of caution, it contains some graphic descriptions of human anatomy.
Hi.
Nice Jerry Garcia tie, buddy.
Dr. Wayne Tuckson is meeting with patients in his office in downtown Louisville. He smiles and jokes, putting them at ease. His office is laden with pictures, posters, and plastic poop. Butt jokes that reflect his specialty, colorectal surgery, and promote the healing properties of humor.
I think it just goes with the nature of the business that we have. And it just kind of puts everybody at a little more ease when we can be more relaxed by being a little more humorous. In no way does it imply a lack of seriousness to the craft or to what we're doing, or in seriousness to the attention to the patient.
And medicine is serious business. It's a Monday last month that I'm spending the day with Tuckson as part of the Greater Louisville Medical Society's Wear the White Coat Shadow Program. We're at Jewish Hospital for 3 colorectal surgeries. By 8 a.m., I'm in the operating room with Tuckson, a nurse, 2 surgical technicians, and an anesthesiologist. A woman is lying face down on the operating room table, awaiting a procedure to repair her rectal prolapse. Tuckson says it's a condition that patients often mistake for something else.
People always say, oh, it's probably just hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids don't cause all the problems around the anus. In fact, there's so many other things that are going on that it's probably not going to be hemorrhoids. But everybody says, oh, it's probably just going to be hemorrhoids. And they put it off, and they put it off, and they put it off until it's too late.
When the first surgery ends, we walk over to the waiting area to talk to the patient's family. In the doctor's lounge, Tuckson pulls out a napkin and a pen and begins drawing the surgery I just witnessed. It looks a lot simpler on paper. Between every surgery and patient's visit, Tuckson stops at a computer to enter medical records. He'll spend 20 minutes visiting 3 patients and then sit in front of a computer screen for nearly an hour, working on their records. If this were a few years ago, Tuckson says he would have walked around with a clipboard checking off a series of boxes on paper. He sees the benefits of electronic medical records, but says in some ways it detracts from caring for patients.
This is another patient for you. He has a history of hemorrhoids. He's here for his 3rd banding.
2 days later, Tuckson is in his office prepping for another patient.
He still has a little blood with a hard stool.
This gentleman is expecting a cancer diagnosis, but instead, Tuckson tells him he has an anal fistula. This is an abnormal connection between the end of the bowel and the skin near the anus.
What we have to do when treating this is to go find, we know where the outside opening is, we just need to find the internal opening.
Okay.
And so usually we put a little probe in there and then open this area up, clean it out, and you have a wound then that's kind of shaped like a little V.
The patient is visibly relieved that he doesn't have cancer. Tuckson sees a lot of cancer cases, but says it's fairly easy to spot and remove precancerous lesions in most patients.
By doing what's called screening, looking for disease in an at-risk population before they have symptoms, we can identify those precancerous lesions and remove them and eliminate the risk of that patient having colon cancer.
And for Tuckson, having a chance to help someone, it's the most exciting part about being a doctor.
It's a great leap of faith for a patient, no matter how many times we've seen them in the office and how we think we know them. But they're saying, hey, look, I am trusting you to essentially cut me and put me back together and make me better than what I was beforehand. That's a huge honor.
And Tuckson's patients say they're grateful for his dedication to making them well. Janelle Johnson, WFPL News.